Right now it's Thursday night, or L'chof Tes Ador, and we're doing Shmaitza. And the Shmaitza is discussing the case of the Rosha Shoichet. And there's Mekilim about passing his stuff L'mafreya, and there's Machmirim. And the Machmirim want to know why in the world isn't there Tartu L'Reyosa. All the Terusim of Tosfos, when you say Tartu L'Reyosa and when you don't, would seem to indicate, no matter which type of Tosfos you go with, you should be Machmir. What's shot in the Mekilim? The Shmaitza sticks up for the Mekilim. So first he spends time bringing Rayas to the Mekilim. He brings different Rayas from different places in Shas that you don't go back before the person did an Avera. Now he's up to the question of the Tfuah Shor, who's Machmir, on the Marshal, who's Mekil. Like, why? Like, what? He didn't yet say why. He just brought Rayas that that's the din. So he brings down a Gemara in Kiddushin, which is like an amazingly peladic Gemara. So we'll look at the Kiddushin now, Daf Samach Vav and the Beis, where it turns out that this famous case of Mikvah that we're all so familiar with from Nidah Daf Beis, and on Daf, when you learn Nidah Daf Beis and Beis and Gimel Amud Aleph, you see that according to Chachamim, it's Vaday Tomei, and according to Rav Shimon, it's Sofek Tomei. Well, guess what, people? According to Reb Tarfin, in Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis and Abraisa, it's actually Tohar. You follow the Cheska, the Chazaka of the Mikvah, rather than the, that's what Tarfin says on Daf Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Mikvah Zeh B'Cheska Shalom Hu Omeid, and you go with the Cheskas of the Mikvah. Rabbi Kiva says you go with the Cheskas Tumah. He doesn't talk about Tartu L'Reyosa. I don't think it's a kasha. And neither the Beis of the Beis, that's elaborated upon, that it's only because of Tartu L'Reyosa. As we spoke out one night, I don't know if Eitan was here, that, let's say, according to Rav Shimon, if you'll ask a question, why you need Tartu, but it's really relevant according to Chachamim too, but we just won't go through the cheshbon of why. But Akoponim, according to Rav Shimon, that it's a suffix, why do you need Tartu L'Reyosa for? Why don't you just say competing chazakas, so it's a suffix. So where does the Tartu L'Reyosa play a role? So I suggested, I think Rav Shimon or someone else says it, that if you would have a clash of these two chazakas, the cheska of the mikvah would win, because that's the more primary suffix. In other words, enachanami, it's very interesting. If you want to know what's our bottom line suffix, our bottom line suffix is not the mikvah. Right. The mikvah's chaser. And like, we don't care about the history of the mikvah. We're not writing a book called History of Mikvahs. We care about the guy. The shaila is really on the guy. So in that sense, that's the primary shaila. And the cheskas tumma should win. On the other hand, the guy is totally in the mikvah, not vice versa. The makor of the shaila is if the mikvah was chaser or not at that point in time when he was toivel in it. So I said that apparently you see from that Gemara, the more neither that the cheskas mikvah would win, because that's considered the more primary chazaka, because that's the makor and the source of the shaila. The tum of the person is totally in the mikvah, not vice versa. So it's still clashing chazakas, but that's why you need Tartu L'Reyosa, even according to Rav Shimon. Anyway, but if you learn Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav and Beis, like, it doesn't say anything about Tartu L'Reyosa. It's very funny. It sounds like there's a machlekes from Tarfon or Bekiva about which is the primary chazaka, the cheskas tumah of the person or the cheskas shalim of the mikvah. That's how the Gemara says the shaila. So that's very interesting. Okay, so now the Gemara starts comparing it, and like, it blows your mind, the Gemara. Reb Tarfon says, now there's a din if a kohen is oived avoida, and it turns out a kohen that's a ben grusha ben chalutz is a cholah, and as such he's possible to do avoida. There happens to be a gzeres hakosuv, a din, I'll call it a din, because we'll see what the Gemara does with that. There happens to be a din that if a kohen with a chazaka that he's possible, does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we find out that he's a Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza, so his Avodah is kosher. Now remember, we found out that he is a Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza. So, but there's a pasuk that tells us it's kosher, and a Balmum, there's another pasuk that says a Balmum is not like that. But a Balmum, if it turns out he's a Balmum, then the Avodah he did, even before you found out he's a Balmum, we're not talking about there's a suffix when the Mum came.
You know he was a Balmum.
Yeah, so it's possible, not like Cholah. So if Tarfon says, I'm comparing my case, the case of the mikvah, I'm comparing my case to the Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza. Then you say, Avodos Akshera. So here also you say that the person's Tohar. Was it a Cheska Sholem or the Mikvah? That's a Tarfon. Now, so all the Rishonim ask, we were stunned by this. And all the Rishonim ask, the art scroll brings down, how can you compare? By the mikveh, we're talking about a suffix and we're talking about a chazakah. Here we find out it's Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza. We know for sure he was Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza. We have a yediyah that he's Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza. So saying Avodosik Sheira has nothing to do with the din chazakah. I mean, it does in a peripheral way because the Xeris are closer than it's kosher, and it's only kosher if you had a Cheskus Kashrus up till now. But L'chayr, in terms of Dine Chazakah, the Cheskus Kashrus is certainly meaningless because now we found out he is a Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza. So, so whatever the reason is, but how can you compare it to the Chazakah of the Mikvah? So, it's a very difficult shaila. Kula Rishonim Tamu. They all ask. So there's various terutzim. So I didn't, know what to do. So I just took out a ritva.
Where to go?
Everybody, you have to be bothered by the problem. You have to be bothered by the problem. You may wonder why Rashi doesn't ask it. Because Rashi is not a Tosfos. He doesn't ask questions.
The Tosfos asks the question.
What? You want to know who has the kasha?
Come on, my muscles there.
Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Meiri, Marsha, Pnei Yeshua. But I don't know what happened. I prepared here. They took it away. You have a kaivus mefarshim there on kedusha. Chelik beis because stuff samach bo. There was one. I prepared it. I guess I'll put it back on the shelf. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was, but I don't know
what it means. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hikshu v'taisis midami. I'm just, we'll try to ritva. Midami hosam afil kshanoi devadei shu ben grusha v'dosek sheo l'mafreya v'dimuchach l'kama mikroya v'lhocha. If you would know for sure that the mikro was chosam mafreya, so bad everything's tome. V'chivet shekein hashtu davi sveka nezul l'chumra. Like, what's going on here? The tirtzu heimzal taisis answers. Okay, I don't know if we should go into it. It's hard
maybe
to know.
Maybe she's in the process. We need the doses of the Shreish Mice.
Okay. The Tosfos answers that Batarte Pligi. It's really a two-tiered machlekes of Tafra and Bikiva. One is the Rabbi Tyrus. And one is the Koyen. If a Koyen... A Kayan that's Tomei is also his avoidance possible. So let's say a Kayan was Tavel in this mikveh, Shenimdad Venim Sochaser, and then he did the, but he had done the Avodah. So Tarfon compares it to Ben Grisha Ben Chalutza, that it's Kosher. So that's even if it's Vada. Okay, that's Tosfos Tavis.
Could you tell us the Maskana of the Gemara that explains why it's kosher
to point? It's a posel. It's also Rabbeinu Agadol Zal, who's that? The Ramban. Tiritz. Ooh, the Mangusha ben Chalutz, although Hechshira HaTayra, Abaydosu L'mafrek, Shenimtza Vada Cholol. Alex Shanim's a Suffolk call. Look at that. The Savior of Tarfin, the time of the mill saw, Shum Dazlinen was a Koyan. Tamrina Koyan Zoom, Cheskos Kosher Oyan. When we saw the Katapol, the place way out of Selenum is Suffolk, Lama Freya. Babel Gabdu will be Kanula Habo Mipsal. Oh, why? So why is he Apostle for Kanula Habo? He go Bosa Chazaka. The Ein Machshir in Sveikos Lachatkhila. That means so we are. Go Basa Chazaka. Abul Mafreya Amidan Welches Kosa. Chiheh the Gabi Korban as Lizan Basa Koyan. The Loy Basa Hamachuyev Korban to say he's still Machuyev a Korban, he's Bacheskes Chiyuv. Machanabi Bemikva as Lina Basa Mikva, the Loy Basa Hatoyvul. Rabbi Kiva Madame the Balmun. Because the Mikva Chosa is like a Balmun. The taka the shaila is if you go bust on a mikvah or bust on a person. You go bust on a kayan or you go bust on a person that's mechuyah of a carbon. Vanochen the forest devorim kamashmon upshuton. Kloimar. The ptafen hochikomar. The mitvah and the Ramban say the following quote. Simple, unquote. Terence. Person that was tummy was table in the mikvah before you knew it was chaser. Okay. Abavishalai also like tvilosim ikanu lahaba ve'ein manichin oisai lasasek v'toros anshi yitbol. You wouldn't let him lechatchila go be masasek in Tyrus. Ein l'tmoya. So how come the tires he touched yesterday is saying on Tahor? Shemotzinu kayotzeh b'zeh afilo b'psul vaday. That the Ben Gusha ben Chalusa, you don't let him do avoyda v'kano la'abo, but y'machshir it v'lamafreya k'sheira. T'kachu din toira. He says it's an extrapolation. Very, very interesting. There's a difference. No. This is a hashkafik, but it's like very conceptual. We are extrapolating that there's a difference between a hanhoga mikanu lahaba and a hanhoga b'diyevet the mafreya. Just like by the koyan ben gusha ben chalutz, so we don't let him do the avoyda mikanu lahaba. Because hey, what do you mean? It's a cholo. Yeah. So why are we machshir? Yeah. So he's saying that there's a time of the milsa. The time of the milsa is that we're machalik in time
between.
I don't know. No, it's not called time of the crow because we're not explaining the reasoning. We're showing that the Torah is machalik in the timeline. It's okay with treating it differently. We kind of the haba and the mafreya, which is like saying, but the evet. It happened already, so it's kosher. So, in a chlam, it's a pasuk, but it's very conceptual. I'm really not saying pshat. I see. So we extrapolate to our case when we say we are dealing with a safek, and we are dealing with a chazaka, and the ritva assumes for davar pasuk. That mikanu lahabo, you will not let this koyin be masasek with taharos. I'm not 100% sure why that's a correct assumption. If a woman has a cheskes penuya and you have a suffik hidushin, if a woman has a cheskes penuya and a suffik hidushin, a person is allowed to marry her lechatchila.
The simple gemara is not a suffik. It's
maybe
vada.
Because of the tie to the reish.
Tosa is vada.
What?
What case are we talking about? Mikvah, the coin goes to the mikvah and finds out later.
The coin went to the mikvah and found out. No, chaser.
That was vaday chaser.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not a chaser now.
The Ritva doesn't say that. The Ritva says you don't let the person that was titled in the mikvah when it was in a matzav of Safek. I'm reading from the Ritva.
Oh, okay, I said it.
The Ritva says that this person, you don't let him do the Avodah Mikhanalabah. That's the Ritva says for the portion.
Because he said it, you're
the only one. The Moa, and don't say, but that's logically, it's illogical. You can't do that. You can't say we don't let him do the Avodah Mikhanalabah, because what do you mean? Maybe he's Tomei. Maybe it's because of the Chos. Maybe that's the Tarkul Reyes, or at least knows that much. At least as much as Rav Shimon, that you know, it's a suffix. But still, no, but Rav Shimon's talking about Lamafreya. We're talking about Rav Tarfon. So maybe Mikhanal Abba, Rav Tarfon's Moida, that the Tarkul Reyes. Excuse me. Rav Tarfon is Moida, that the Tarkul Reyes is enough to say that Mikhanal. The Ritva doesn't say Tarkul Reyes, so I'm saying it. But that's the pshat, that the Tarkul, I'm suggesting, that the Tarkul Reyes is certainly enough to say, Mikhanal Abba, you're not going to let him do Avoida. No, there's enough of a problem that you're not going to let him do Avoida Mikhanal Abba. The Ritva doesn't say, why not? I said, in the Cheskes Pnuya, you let someone go marry her. So I'm saying maybe that's what the Tarkul Reyes accomplished.
And Bidiyavid, he said what?
Bidiyavid of Tarfon holds, yes. We hold not. Neither does Bezim and Bez. Couldn't the like if someone asks you, what's with the tyrus? What's the din? You have to know that there's a three-way machlokes. Three ways. Rav Tarfon and Kiddushin holds Tor. Rabbanan and Ida Dabbez holds Tor. And Rav Akiva here says Tomei. And we know that there's a Shittus of Shimon that says it's a suffix. But the Ritva says we extrapolate. We extrapolate the difference between, I don't know if it's Mechatchila B'dieved or it's the difference between Mikhanal Abba and Mafreya. I'm not sure. But the Ritva presents it as supremely logical that we can extrapolate from the Din Torah by Begusha Mechalutza that we are Mechalik between what's going to be from now on and what we accept, because it happened already, we accept it. So he holds it's a good comparison between the Ben Grusha, which admittedly is a pasuk, but you see that the Torah makes this dividing line between the future and the past. So we will make that dividing line by the Mikvah Shanim that also. And although we certainly won't let him serve Mikanu Lahaba, so why not? I'm suggesting because of the title of Reyosot. That's right. Because you do let the woman get married to Chathila, there's a Cheskes Pnuya.
Who said we don't want your suffix with Chathila? Is that the Ritva? No.
That's the Ritva's Loshim, but it I'm saying, but that's but there's a Chazaka here. The Chayra, when a woman has a Cheskes Pnuya with a suffix, so you let her get married to Chathila, you don't tell her she can't get married. You follow Chazaka, you let her get married. So, the Ritva doesn't, it must be the Tarkul Reyes at work. But the Tarfon holds, it's not enough to passel for the pierced, but it's enough to tell us not to let him enter into a suffix.
There are cases where we don't, if it's a suffix, we don't, it's us to go forward. We can't do it.
Yeah, but the Chayra Chazaka should not be one of those cases.
Yeah, but again, Brachas.
We follow Chazaka. We do follow Chazaka. Okay, there's a lot here. Let's look at Pnei Yeshua.
I had it out,
so I'll put it back. You said Pnei Yeshua?
Here. Right? Oh, yeah.
Eitan has it.
That's really weird. I took it out.
People put books away. Tzadikim. No.
I see they all play around the same way. Yeshua says, you see the power of Chazaka, even though it's differently applied, but that's the power of Chazaka. So just like because of the sort of like the Ritva. It would be almost a Hezbollah in the Ritva. Just like you see there, because of the Xeris HaKosuf, you see the power of Chazaka. Now, why did the Torah make such a chilek? They want to be Masbir, the mechanics of it. I don't know the why. They're looking for the mechanics of it. It's that the Torah shouldn't be illogical. You don't want the Torah to be illogical. It's the same person. You're saying from now on, as a void, it would be possible. Well, not fair, we're accepting it.
There's a custom, it's not logical.
Okay, fine. So the Pnei Yeshua felt differently than you, and he felt the need. The Ritva and the Pnei Yeshua feel a need to explain it, because in that way they're going to be explaining the Gemara. Because the Gemara makes a tushtel. So the Pnei Yeshua's point is that you see Gedoyla Chazaka. Gedoyla Chazaka. I'll tell you, well, I want to give Sasson. I want to tell you, now I am. I want to tell you a story. You want to hear a story? I'm not going to. Not a story, a halakha.
A halakha story.
Not a Bernstein Bears story.
Right, right. A halakha story.
Oh, no, but he would put it back. When he takes it,
he thinks only if it's a
clipper. We have the whole sheet according to Rashi.
There are a few of them. What is this? No,
a halachic story?
Yeah. It's funny. First, let me say to Pnei Yeshua that he touches up the Xeris HaKosuv as the power of Chazaka. If you'd be writing an essay, you would call it the power of Chazaka. You see how powerful Chazaka is, that the Torah allowed the guy with a Cheskos Kashrus, it allowed his Avoda to be with the Eved once it was done to be okay. Even though we know now that it was a Chazaka Betos, he calls it.
Oh, I hope that it was
Vade.
We know
Vade. Yeah, Ben Grusha and Kalusha, the same person. So therefore, when you're talking about the mikvah, so it's no surprise that we are mechalik between forward-looking and backward-looking. So now I'll tell you a story. I went to David Feinstein with a shayla of a kohen that was Becheskes kohen, and then something came up that made a shayla. Maybe it was a cholol. And it looked, it looked like he was a cholol. It looked like it. But Rav Moshe Feinstein was involved in the story. This is going back like 40 years, 50 years. What?
I said it was Rav Moshe, we already know it's an old story.
And Rav Moshe allowed someone to get married, but it was inexplicable why. In other words, if you know the facts of the case, if Rav Moshe was told the facts of the case, he wouldn't have allowed the guy to get married. Avela the son of Shaila. So Shaila is, no one knows why Rav Moshe said what he said. We tracked down even people that were in a room at the time when the person was talking on the telephone to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe issued his psak by telephone. So we tracked down people that were, the person who talked on the phone with Rav Moshe is no longer in this world. But there were people that were in the room at the time, and they said they didn't hear the whole conversation. They don't know why Rav Moshe said what he said. So it's inexplicable. So the shaila is what to do. You have an inexplicable thing from Rav Moshe, and he allowed them to get married, and then the lineage would be good, but it's no good.
What is the nafkamina to the kids, or whatever?
You're talking about the kids. The kids are cholol or not. So Rav David, I went to Rav David, I didn't know who else to go to. It was a heavy shaila.
Because his father was a living father. Rabbi Shaila, maybe not a good reason.
You know, at that time you couldn't get to Rebbe Yashiv. You know, you can't go. You want, and Rebbe Dovid happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, and he's considered the top place in America nowadays. People go to. He's the top place in America. Rather,
regardless,
yeah, that's just an interesting. Anyway, he passed, and the guy could be a koyin, mikanul haba even, and he said, because he, since we don't know. This is what he said. Since we don't know why Rav Moshe said what he said, we don't know. We don't know what Rav Moshe's cheshbon was. So gedoy lechazaka, as he said, gedoy lechazaka. So it was Mecheskes Kayan, and we don't have enough information to take him out of the chazaka. Now we do have enough information to get out of the chazaka. He had a certain metzias, but he held that Rav Moshe's psak was enough of a. Suffolk, at least, enough of a reason, enough to allow you to say Gedoy l'chazaka. In other words, chazaka, and this is what I'm getting out of the Pnei Yeshua and the Ritva also. Chazaka is also a conceptual psak. Now, even when really chazaka technically doesn't apply, like it doesn't apply if the guy's really a Ben Gush or Ben Chalutza. It doesn't apply in YKC though. But there's a concept, and this is what you see from the Bnei Yeshua and the Ritva, it's a very ridiculous site. There's a concept called Gedoy l'chazaka, like the idea that someone's becheskas a certain way, so you don't change that matzav unless you're compelled to, unless you're forced to, unless. So, like, it's a concept. It's not just a din, I guess I would call it the paskin b'makom safek, but it's also a concept. If things are certain, really the Gemara in Ksubis, it's a lashon of a Gemara in Ksubis in the second paragraph, Gedoy l'chazaka. And maybe we should look up the Gemara, but that's really what the Bnei Yeshua and the Ritva is saying, Gedoy l'chazaka.
In the past, I could understand it more.
Yeah, when you have a suffix, then you go al chazaka, and it's a Gemara in Chulin. That you follow chazaka when you have a suffix.
Even though we find out later it wasn't true. That's called Gedoy l'chazaka.
That's only here.
Yeah.
So that's what the Pnei Yeshua's point is. That the if not the reasoning of the Gzeres HaKosov, because we don't know the reasoning of the Gzeres HaKosov, but what the Gzeres HaKosov is teaching us, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, it's teaching us Gedoy l'chazaka. Whatever the reasoning is, it's not reasoning we can figure out, right? It's not reasoning we know.
There is a certain logic to it.
Oh yeah, please tell it to me.
If at that time, Hashem said he can do it, it's mutar.
No, he didn't. Hashem did not say it.
Why not? He had a chazaka.
It turned out if.
Because where's the chazak come from?
He's saying what turned out. He's saying at that before.
At
we
that
knew
time,
it.
Before, at that when
so
it happened,
so we turned out
Hashem said you can do it.
No, he didn't.
So now that we found out later, that wasn't true.
Yes, if a person eats a piece of chaylev, also
that's a machlokas. If it's matamtem his leiv or not, it's a machlokas.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm Daniel Rabbeinu, but I've seen this. No. Machlokas if someone eats treif, like in a war when it's mutar,
no.
Or if you cook nefesh,
if it's matamtem. It's like a person ate the treif because he thought it was kosher.
You're not talking halachically, you're talking like spiritually.
No, what are you talking? No, you're wrong. If a person ate treif because he thought it was kosher.
Yeah.
And it turned out it was treif.
So it's the time
of sure.
I said, what about pikuach nefesh?
That's mutter b'chiyuv, that's mamish mutter. It's like saying if a person, that's absurd.
In a war, yeah.
Pikuach nefesh is mutter, it's not osur. We're talking about osur that he did an isur and he didn't realize it. He had a guy, a cholol's not allowed to do avoida. He didn't know he was a cholol. Okay. When are we going to start about Pesach?
Grizz,
I wanted to finish Perek Dalet.
Oh. Maybe we should just finish it first. Man. No? All right, whatever goes.
So, I don't want to. You want to do it now? We can't. Maybe, yeah. I have all my chavis on those. Yeah, the whole thing collapsed. I'm staying home next year. After Pesach, I'm staying home and I'm not coming tonight. I'm not coming. There's nobody here. Nobody comes in. The head club is all over. She had collapsed. Tanya, she had collapsed. The Shekhanah collapsed.
Purim to Pesach.
End of the Zman, right?
Yeah. Baloney. What do you think people are doing? They're probably sitting home watching movies on the internet. You think they're cleaning for Pesach? I would love to go around out everybody's house and watch what they're doing. They're doing nothing. They're sleeping.
I didn't mean necessarily they're doing something for Pesach, but I think there's like a lack of seriousness about learning something.
Oh, thank you. You didn't have to tell me.
No, in that tefillah, like in between Purim and Pesach.
Yeah.
That happens.
You know, bottom, man.
After Pesach, it's a pick back up.
Yeah. I don't want to learn with seasonal people. Seasonal.
It's like the fruit in Israel. It's seasonal.
At least Chapel is shechting chickens. He's making a wedding a week from tonight.
Oh, Chapel is
making a wedding a week from tonight.
Wow. A week
from tonight. Big deal.
For his wife, I'm sure it's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's and Sheva Brachas goes right till
my. Weddings together and they work
I was never at a Sheva Brachas at a Seder.
Yeah, it's Asur.
What?
That's not Marvin Basimba Simcha, no?
No.
Oh, that's just by a Chasana? Okay. Just a Chasana?
Seder is not a Simcha.
How would you do Sheva
Brachas? Center.
What's the big deal when you do? You say Sheva Brachas.
What is a Marvin Simcha Basimba?
The Shalos with the Kais, because you're not allowed to be Marvin on the Kaises.
Excuse me. Yom Dena Rabbeinu.
I was thinking about Purim Chagiga.
What is the case of Ein Marvin Simcha Basimba? What is the case of Ein Marvin Simcha Basimba? What is the case?
Two weddings. Yes. And there's a Shaila and a wedding on a Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov.
It was Sheva Brachas. He got married a week ago. Fair. He's not happy anymore. Trust me.
So it was